This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. U.S. senators will be sworn in today as jurors in the impeachment trial of former President Donald Trump. Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has this.
The Senate is ready to take up the impeachment case against Donald Trump in what will be a test of the ex-president's sway over the GOP. While Democrats say he must be convicted for inciting an insurrection at the Capitol, Republicans have been easing their criticism of the former president. Some are challenging the legality of trying him after he's already left office. Others are wary of alienating intensely loyal Trump backers. 17 Republicans would need to join Democrats to convict Trump after arguments start next week. President Biden tells CNN he doesn't think that will happen, though the trial itself must still take place. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The assault on the Capitol on January the 6th sent lawmakers scrambling for safety and resulted in the deaths of five people. The Senate Foreign Relations Committee has approved President Joe Biden's nominee for Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, and voted 15-3 to send the nomination to the full Senate for a vote. Blinken pledged at last week's confirmation hearing to bring Congress in as a full foreign policy partner, a subtle jab at the Trump administration and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who routinely ignored or bypassed lawmakers in policymaking.
In recent years, across administrations of both parties, Congress's voice in foreign policy has been diluted and diminished.
In prepared remarks, Blinken said he's ready to confront challenges posed by China, Iran, North Korea, and Russia, and is committed to rebuilding the State Department. This is VOA News. Italian Premier Giuseppe Conte went to the presidential palace Tuesday to offer his resignation after a key coalition ally pulled his party support over Conte's handling of the coronavirus pandemic. Conte is hoping to get President Sergio Mattarella's support to form a new coalition government that can steer the country as it battles the pandemic and an economic recession and creates a spending plan for the 209 billion euros Italy is getting in European Union recovery funds. Conte met with the cabinet early Tuesday and headed to the presidential palace at around noon. A pro-democracy activist in Hong Kong is the latest to disclose that Chinese authorities question his family and friends in mainland China for information about him. Yachin Wong is the organizer of Student Politicism, a political group in Hong Kong whose aim is to promote core values such as democracy and liberty and our sentiments to Hong Kong. The teenager was arrested twice last year while national security officers warned group members about their continued activism. Wong, who spent his childhood in China before moving to Hong Kong while in primary school, revealed that his relatives in Sichuan had recently been approached for questioning. The UN is keeping track of how many jobs were lost or have been lost during the pandemic. With more on this from Associated Press, here's Rita Foley.
The coronavirus pandemic destroyed
what amounts to 255 million full-time jobs. The UN counted lost work hours, a spokesman saying this has been the most severe crisis for the world of work since the Great Depression of the 1930s. Most hard hit, women and young workers, says the UN.
That's Rita Fuller reporting from the AP. According to a new poll published on Monday, early success with vaccines is building confidence among the public to roll up their sleeves. It showed an increase in the percentage of respondents across the 15 countries surveyed who would have a COVID-19 vaccine immediately if it were available to them. According to the poll, of the 15 countries surveyed, respondents in Brazil, the United Kingdom, and China are most keen to have a COVID-19 vaccine. President Joe Biden has been thrown into a high wire act with Russia as he seeks to toughen his administration's stance against Vladimir Putin while preserving room for diplomacy in a post-Donald Trump era. No specific time has been offered as to when the new president plans to call President Putin. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.